Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1970, Matthew A. Carr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.033 acres, more or less, lying east of Sand Hill Road, also known as Road 319, and 0.3 miles south of Wilson Road, also known as Road 244, and being identified on the tax rolls as District 135, Map 10, Parcel 56.03. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a copy of a portion of the survey of the property. It shows the lot, more specifically identified with the driveway crossing the rear portion of it. And it's designated more specifically as lot number 2 within that subdivision. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did provide the survey of the site depicting the location of the existing metal building and the approved driveway location. The driveway location referenced on this application would be the entrance onto Sand Hill Road and not the entrance that's cross-hatched. That was a previous driveway serving the shop by the previous owner. DLDOT provided comments in the form of a memorandum dated July 23, 2013, in reference that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Sand Hill Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum dated October 7, 2013, in reference that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. We also received a petition. The petition contains 3 signatures. It was received on October 8, 2013, in opposition to the application, and references that the opposition is concerned that the land is currently zoned AR1 agriculture residential, that the parcel is surrounded by farmland, family homes, and parceled lots, that a change to permit an auto repair shop would adversely impact the adjacent properties as well as the entire area, that the use is an inappropriate use of land in an agriculture residential area and is incompatible with the rest of the neighborhood, that the rezoning would set a precedent for future requests, that the purchase of the adjoining lot would allow the expansion of the facility, that the use would alter the character of the neighborhood, that the use would negatively affect surrounding property values, there would be noise pollution, environmental pollution, improper storage of waste materials, and made specific reference to used rags, solvents, used oil, used antifreeze, waste wash water, and hazardous chemicals, that the use poses a threat to the health and safety of the residents of the neighborhood, that the use would generate an excessive number of parked and inoperable vehicles, offensive odor emissions, and fire hazards. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, step right up. You are?
Matthew Carr.
Matthew Carr. Are you an attorney, Mr. Carr?
No, I'm not.
You enjoy public speaking?
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, okay, then I won't do anything to make you feel better. Okay, go ahead.
You're on. No. You're what our director read of the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I know that it was a previous business. It was Richard Langford's sign company. I don't think that my impact would be any worse than his. And as far as an inordinate amount of cars, I think there is a rule that you can't have more than 4 cars outside at once other than owner's cars. And isn't there from other conditional uses I've heard of? I would assume that would apply to me as well.
It varies from application to application. The commission has the rather wide latitude on conditional uses to place conditions on each individual application, so it really varies from one to the other. So,
right. Yeah, I wasn't aware. I mean, I was assuming it was zoned already conditional use from his business because I think he was in business there 10 years. I'm not sure exactly. But
Did you receive a citation or a violation notice or something? Or?
No, I just bought the building in January.
Okay.
And I've already added on to it. It should have already been in your records. And put the septic system's already there. Even though it says it's not there, it's already there. And, you know, whatever rules that you're supposed to have with waste removal, oil, antifreeze of that need, whatever things I'm required to have, I will have when I get to that point.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carr, do you currently have an auto repair business?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're not...
Or an existing someone else.
You do work for someone else.
Yes.
So you're familiar with the rules and regulations involved with the handling of waste and,
yes,
and used oil, mm-hmm, and those matters that were raised in the petition that were opposed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at my current employer, we they're very vigilant about safety and everything that goes along with it, so I'm very aware of all of the everything that's involved with it.
So you know you'd have to comply with DEMREC regulations in terms of the handling of and disposal of those materials?
Yes.
Do you have a, from what I've seen here, I don't see a proposed site plan yet. I know this is early on, but as you may be aware, you know, the project would be subject to a site plan review by us in terms of where the parking is and your entrance and that sort of thing.
The entrance is going to be the one that's the Del Dot entrance on there, and the parking is just going to be in front of that building. I was not aware that I would have set.
Because what happens when the site plan review is you have to abide by setbacks and any other conditions that we as a commission might impose upon the project should we vote on it in favor of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it goes to the county council, and the county council has a final say.
Okay.
So as you may be aware with a conditional use that we just make recommendations, and it's up to the county council to, mm-hmm, have that final decision. But even after all that, you're still going to come back for, a site plan review.
Okay.
You know, which would show that, your parking is going to be X, and it's going to be set back from here. You're going to have, whatever kind of landscaping that might be required to help screen it from neighbors or the roadway, that, mm-hmm, that sort of thing. And of course, I'm very familiar with the property, as I'm sure the other commissioners are. And the present building does appear to be, quite adaptable to a auto repair shop. Now, would you have any intention to work on any farm equipment or trucks or of that nature? You're planning just to be auto?
Now, if a farmer came up to me and he needed something done, I would not be opposed to. It's not really my forte to work on big equipment, but I'm not opposed to working on a tractor. But like I say, that's not my.
As long as it got good credit.
Well, yeah, that goes a long way, That goes a long way.
Cash goes further than good credit, I think. Does it me, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Is the existing pole building, does that have a concrete floor?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so it's all right, you don't have to make much in the way of any improvements to adapt it to a...
No, there's no from my experience within the automotive field, there's no improvements I have to make other than it's no different than the building I currently work out of for the most part.
Okay. And your intent is to conduct all the repair work inside of the building?
That is correct.
So you'll have adequate ventilation and the screening of that noise that and those pollutants as they are discharged from your building?
That's correct.
So is that your way of saying that that's one way you'd deal with the issue of the nuisance of noise?
There is no neighbor there, so I don't know who would have. It's all empty lots, so I really don't know who would ever hear anything. But there should not be a whole lot of noise to begin with. The building's already insulated, and I've put put more insulation in it just for the fact of keeping it warmer. But I don't foresee a noise issue, and there is no neighbors. Somebody lives back in the woods, but it's 600 feet back, maybe 800 feet back, so I don't.
Well, maybe we'll hear from some of those neighbors before the night's over. Lost my train of thought. I'm going to regather my thoughts, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That, well, you know, you can always jump in again if you think of something else that you want to ask. In the meantime, we'll move on to Mr. Burton.
Great. Did Langford Signs have a CU there?
No.
So he was operating the.
He was self-employed.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Richard.
So it was a home-based business.
It's a home-based business. What would be your number of employees? Are you planning on?
Just me, and I would have my daughter run the office at some point, but just me, right out of the gate.
And what would be your hours of operation?
For now, they would be from probably 4 to 7, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 8 to 12. But within a couple years, I would rather do Monday through Friday 8 to 5 in the future. But right for now would be 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Would you be in need of a sign?
No, I would not put up a sign. Currently, I would not put up a sign, no.
Are you planning any retail activity at all?
No. As far as used car lot, things of that nature, no. No, nothing like that. No retail.
It would be repair only?
Repair only.
That's fine. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
All right then. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Carr. One of the questions and concerns that I have about these operations frequently we run into is the storage of vehicles on the site, cars that are difficult to get parts for, or cars that sit, quite frankly.
Right.
You know, and then there becomes a stockpile of those vehicles. How would you deal with that situation?
I can think of a few places that are an eyesore like that, and I wouldn't have that, but I would think there's already a hedgerow of trees there, but if it can't be stuck inside, then and if you can't have it done quickly, then they need to take the cars away. I mean, I would think that's. I was assuming there was a stipulation that you can have more than 3 or 4 cars outside anyway at all times, unless they are currently on, like I had said earlier. So that eliminates that problem, which I wouldn't have that issue. I mean, I don't see, and I don't understand why. In the business that I currently work in, it's a bigger dealership. We at the dealership we don't have those issues. So how a lot of the smaller places have those issues? I think it's probably their own personal vehicles probably sitting out there, pack rat style, and they. I don't know. Parts are not that difficult to get. So,
And there again, I'm not in the business, so I may be assuming some reason why vehicles end up being there, and then we get into a situation where they're not licensed, and then they have to be towed off the site, which would lead me to a question: do you plan to do any recovery of vehicles? Will you be accepting wrecked vehicles? Do you have a contract with Delaware State Police for
no,
any?
No, I am not in the towing recovery business. No, I would not. That's a whole other aspect of insurance and everything that is beyond anything I want to get into. But as far as vehicles, I mean, I would think that you could put a stipulation even on my conditional use that would say, you know, no more than 4 cars outside that are unregistered. That aren't registered and tagged to me, to myself, at one time. Because in the event, you know, you do have to pull something out or pull something in, but if you have more than 3 or 4 sitting outside at a time, you need to hire more people to get it done or something, you know.
So let's just assuming or playing along with me that you've got 3 or 4 vehicles outside, what type of capacity do you have to store vehicles in the building?
I can fit 5 inside.
Fit 5, yeah.
I can fit 5 inside. And with me, I wouldn't you know, one person, I wouldn't take on more. It's all about scheduling. But I wouldn't take on more than, I could fit five inside. So, and if they weren't there, they could be parked behind the building. And behind the building, the building at this point is 55 feet long. So you could park it behind them, and you wouldn't see them anyway. With the new addition, it's 55 feet long.
But you see the vehicles coming to you. You don't see yourself purchasing a rollback or something like that?
No, I don't have it. I will not be doing anything like that.
You won't be doing anything?
Not at all.
Okay. Welding?
That's I do weld, and I do fabrication for quite a few people. Like, for example, handicap equipment is never right. So if somebody always needs something more fabricated. So I do some welding, yes.
And the welding could be a use that could be used by some of the local ag industries, perhaps. You mentioned about not working on tractors or not thinking about that, but there may be some things where you would maybe work on some disc or.
If a farmer came to me and he needed a disc welded up, I would certainly weld it up for him, yeah. Right. But I haven't, I don't really know that many farmers.
I don't know if the other commissioners asked you about a signage. Do you have a?
At this point, I have no plans to put up a sign. That would be if a couple years down the road, if I chose to change my hours from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, at that point, I would want to put up a sign. Mm-hmm. But there already is, when Richard Lankford had his business there is the post where the sign used to be, and it's still there. But I was just going to leave it blank until I was a full-fledged Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. There's no need to do that.
I see. But if in the future we can put a stipulation on the size of the sign.
Absolutely, you know, yeah. And yeah.
Your preference would be to have it lighted, unlighted?
My preference would be to have it lighted, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Hadn't even given any thought to the sign because, like I say, that would be a couple years away. But I would say just a regular, I think the sign he had, the sign that is still lighted, the light is out there that was on his sign. And it's probably 3 feet by 3 feet, mm-hmm. or between the posts. It's probably, it might be 4 feet by 4 feet, the sign that he had had there.
And securing the premises, I'm guessing you would have some type of lighting mm-hmm. on the building, downward screened around the entrance.
Yeah, it's got... in the driveway, it's got pole lights. One of them I just took down for the new addition and I have to put back up. But it had lighting on the driveway, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Carr, Mr. Chairman.
Ross,
would you happen to be living on the site?
Yes, for now I'm living on. I'm getting ready to. I bought the lot next door. I'm going to build another house there for myself. And if this goes through, I'm going to turn the down that. Current into an office.
So you're going to your lot. You're buying lot one, or
I already own lot one.
Okay.
The lot next door.
And your business is on lot two, and you're living on lot two, where the business is.
That's correct. I just got the CO last month. And
well, you know, if you're an owner-occupied business, if you're living on the site, you almost qualify, depending upon. Whether your employee, your daughter is actually an employee, or how old is your daughter?
She's going to be 17 next week.
She
so
might be going
I only out. Have for her until she goes to college in a year and a half. So
I mean, but nevertheless, I mean, there's perhaps an escape route. Regardless, if you have no employees but yourself and you're living on site, you technically you're an owner-occupied business.
Mm-hmm.
That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
Just to clarify. This is auto repair, not an auto body shop.
That's correct. Auto body is what I do normally, but that's not a field that I'm a little burnt out on that, and I would rather do auto repair and fabrication. You know, when somebody needs a disc welded or something like that, I would do that.
One other question just to clarify what you stated. You stated your present hours are will be in the evening, 4 to 7.
That's correct.
And how long would that last? You think maybe a year or so or whatever?
A year to two.
And then your hours would change when you went full time from 8 to 5.
That's correct.
And you said Saturday from 8 to 12.
Yes.
You made reference that you could store cars behind the building, the cars that are being stored.
Yes, anything that's being worked on that it would be outside would be behind the building.
So you, and earlier you made reference that you would park in front of the building. Would that be for customers' cars waiting to be serviced?
I don't recall saying in front of the building, but...
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Let me see. Entrance shall be shown on the site plan, which is already on there, and then you stated in the parking intended in front of the building.
Yeah, the parking lot is comes off of Sand Hill Road, and it...
Okay, but that would basically, I would say, would be customer cars waiting to be serviced.
That's correct.
And then as you finish cars, they would, or cars needed repaired, waiting on parts would be stored behind the building, so you wouldn't see a large accumulation of cars.
Yeah, I could store them behind the building at nighttime or whatever, wherever the case may be. If I thought that there was an issue, I could park them behind the building because the building is 50 feet long.
Yeah, I just want to, you made a reference to that the building already is 55 feet long. The site plan that was submitted to us, which was submitted to us many months ago, was actually 30 by 40.
Yeah,
that,
and I've added,
that was the
I've
survey
added,
you had when you purchased the property?
Right.
Okay.
And
so
I
you,
just...
You've added on to it.
Yeah, I added on 1,000 square feet.
Okay. And... You say you live on lot number two now?
Mm-hmm. It's attached to that metal building.
Okay.
I put an attachment on that building, and this I got the CEO, I believe it was on the 17th of September.
So that 55-foot includes your residence?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, Mr. Mr. Abbott.
Question.
Okay. Council?
Yeah, not so much a question, but I just can't leave something hanging in the record. And there was a statement about... credit versus cash, and Mr. Chairman, you made a statement for cash. I don't want somebody to listen to that piece of tape out of context and not understand what you're talking about.
In my business pursuits,
right.
When confronted with the choice of extending credit or receiving cash, I prefer cash.
I understand
all,
that.
All that was meant by that statement, nothing more, nothing less.
Everybody in the room, I think, understands that, but, you know.
But someone could listen to the tape and say, yeah, especially I can see that being in a 30-second commercial somewhere, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So if you get cash, you don't have to worry about chasing a check.
There you go.
Collection.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But thank you for clarifying that for everyone. Thank you. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1970, Matthew A. Carr? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1970? Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Hey, thank you. My name is Patricia Huff, and I live on Sand Hill Road, across the street from the applicant. My family owns property there. We have about 10 acres. We've lived there for over 35 years now. We have our home, and we do a little bit of, you know, farming for ourselves there.
Mm-hmm.
And next to us, across the street directly from the applicant, is four lots that the Catholic Church has at one time for sale. I don't know if they're still selling them or not now, but they had a partition. They had the grave sites removed and partitioned so that they could sell those lots. Behind the applicant's property that he just purchased, lots one and two, is the Langford home. She does not live there any longer. She moved maybe half a year ago. And that house has been for sale, and it's in the process of hopefully being sold now. She's been trying to sell for a while, but she doesn't live there any longer. So I had our family received one of the four letters. There's not a lot of people there, but we are there. We live about 400, our driveway is about 400 feet back into the woods, which is not that far from, as you know, sound travels a lot in the country. But we're concerned, as he had read earlier about the on the petition, some of the things that are associated with auto repair shop and I heard the applicant, you know, mention some of the things that he has planned to do now, but I'm also looking into the future. That lot number three is for sale also, and the owner had mentioned that the applicant had expressed interest in it. So my concern is he'll have more property to enlarge his facility, to store more cars, and whatever else goes along with the auto repair. repair shop. So, you know, that's mainly our concern, our property value. We talked to the priest at the Catholic Church, and he was concerned. He couldn't make it here tonight. He had meetings. But he was concerned about being right across the street. You mentioned about signs going up. So just anything besides the environmental issues that were mentioned, also the property value would, you know, decrease. And we moved there because we didn't want to live in town, and we wanted a rural area that was residential and agriculture. It's a beautiful road, and we just don't see that an auto repair shop fits right there in the middle of farmland and homes. So.
Okay.
Did I spell it out clear enough?
I think you did. Okay. And we'll take that under advisement.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.